Today's Shir Masechta Gittin, Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin on Daf Ayin Beis on the Beis, 16 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us that if somebody said Zegitech Mahayoyim, if a husband said, this will be your guest from today, it may seem Micholizah, if I pass away from this disease, Vamat Vaholch Vashuk, and then he, Baruch Hashem, got up, but then he got sick again. So the Mishnah says, we do the following evaluation. If he ultimately passed away because of his original illness, then it's considered a valid get. And if not, it's not considered a valid get. So the Mishnah begins, the Gemara begins, by speaking about a Shchimira. A Shchimira, we know, is an individual who is very not well, is deathly ill. And normally, to do a kinyan, to do a transfer, the halacha is that you have to have a proper kinyan. But the halacha is divrei shchimira kiksuvim kumsurim dami. Shchimira doesn't have to do a kinyan. His directive is obligating. However, as we learned, there are two important rules regarding a shchimira gift. One is that he gave everything away. And because he gave everything away, it's a proof that he did it because he's ill, because who gives everything away? Well, not the fact that the person who's concerned he's going to pass away. Number two, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps and the Shchimera gets well, then the halacha is that what he said is not final and it's not considered obligatory, because we say that the Divrei Shchimera was only what he said he only did because he was concerned he's going to die. So says Rav Huna, when we speak about a shchimera gita kemetanosai, the get given by shchimera is treated in the halacha just like a gift given by shchimera. Ma metanosai im amid, if Baruch Hashem, as we just explained, he gets well, choizer, he could back out of what he said. Afkitoi, if somebody wrote a get to his wife because his assumption was that he's going to pass away, and then Baruch Hashem, he gets better. Af matanosoi, so too is the halacha regarding his gift, that if Ahmad, if Baruch Hashem, he gets better, the halacha is chayzabai, he could retract on that gift. Oma gift, just like gift, avgav deloy pirish, even though he didn't completely explain what his intentions were, all he said was that kivin domik suvil, even though he just said, write the get for my wife, which normally, as we've been learning in our shiurim, is an inadequate of a statement. You have to write, you have to also say, tenu. Avgav, kivin damik suvu, avgav deloyim tenu, the halacha will be that we follow through on his instructions and give the get. Af matanasa sotu ben matan of shchimera, kivin damik tenu, once he said, give this as a gift to whoever he wants to give, Avgav de l'konamene, we follow those instructions, even though there was no kinyan. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Zegitech Mahayoyim. If somebody says, this sketch should be valid from today, it may seem mecholizeh, if I will pass away from this disease, Vamav v'holch b'shuk, and he gets up, v'chol v'meis, and then he unfortunately gets ill again. So we learned in our Mishnah, we quoted it at the beginning of the Shir, on the Messiah, we evaluate. If he passed away because of his original disease, hareza get, then it's considered that it's a get. V'mlav ain't a get. Says the Gemara of him, Amrit. But if you, Rav Huna, just taught us that a shchimera that gave a get, im omad, if he gets up, then chayzer, then the get, he can retract in the get. So ask the Gemara, lamali umdana, what's the purpose, ask the Gemara, of going through this evaluation. So the Ramban asks a question. Why is this Gemara's question connected to Rav Huna? Why don't we just ask on the Gemara that the person, on the Mishnah, that the person said that if I pass away from this illness, the get should be a get, and if not, not. And therefore, why does it make a difference if he gets better? Why is Rav Huna's halacha that he began our shir with today relevant to the strength of this question? So the Ramban and Ritba both say, If we didn't have what Rav Huna started our shiur with today, we would say that the get of a shchimara and the matan of a shchimara don't necessarily travel together. And by the gift of a shchimara, if he gets up, he can back off, no matter what happens. But by a get, we would say that since it was given with all of the halakas a get, then we would understand that unless he gets completely well, the halakha is that he can't get back off. But now Rav Huna taught us that the matana of a mishchimera and the get of the mishchimera are both have the same halacha, and we're learning that the halacha by matan of a mishchimera is that the moment the mishchimera said that the moment that the mishchimera Baruch Hashem gets better, the halacha tells us that he could back out. If that's the case, it shouldn't make a difference, asked the Gemara, if he gets ill again or doesn't get ill again. All of that should not be relevant to the discussion that we're having, says the Gemara. Amar Breid Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rava, that how are we to understand our Mishnah? Shenitik Mechayla L'Chayli, that he never really got well. And therefore, it's not considered that he got well. Indeed, Rav Huna is saying that if he got up, then he would be able to back out. What he gave instructions would be meaningless. Here, he never really got well. Says the Gemara, but that's not what the Mishnah said. V'amaktani, the Mishnah said he did get well. Says the Gemara, what it means is, Amad Mechayli Zev and Nafik Mechayli Acher. He, as soon as he finished the first illness, he began the second illness. But ask the Gemara, that's not what the Mishnah said. V'holach B'shuktani. Mishnah said that he was able to go outside. So it isn't that he got sick immediately and he went from one situation to the next. Says the Gemara, Holach Mashanta. Holach Mashanta means that he had to walk with a stick, that he didn't get completely well. And the Mishnah is teaching us the following, that if the person was sick, now he got somewhat better. What do I mean when I say he got somewhat better? The Halacha Mashantai, he was able to get some strength, but he still needed a stick. So that's when being an Umdana, that's when we have to determine, did he really get better, or he never really get better? Itach. But if he was never able to get up, even though the illness that he was suffering with might have changed, but he was sick all the time, therefore, umdanami labinin, there wouldn't be even a need to do any evaluation. The halacha looks at it as if this person was always a shchimera, and therefore, whatever the instructions, as long as the adequate instructions of a shchimera were given, the get would be a valid get. Says the Gemara, shamet mina. So based on the discussion we just learned, Shchimera shenet mechayli lechayli. The shchimera went from one illness to another illness. Matanasa matana. Because as I said a moment ago, Rav Huna began our shiur by teaching us that the get of a shchimera and the matana of the shchimera both travel together. And just like we learned in our Mishnah by the get, if the shchimera never got better, even though he went from one situation to another situation, if he gave instructions as a shchimera to write a get, those instructions stand, so too will be the halacha by matan of a shchimera. And therefore, the halacha will be that he will be considered a case of matan of shchimera, that the matan is considered a valid matan. Says the Gemara, even though our Mishnah said it by emesi mechoylezeh, when he made that kind of instruction, that's when we make this type of evaluation, but if he didn't say that, then the halacha is that we don't need to do any evaluation. It's considered divrei shchimera, which the halacha is divrei shchimera kiksuvim mitzurim dami. In the Amar of Elazar Shmei the Rav shchimera shenitim mechaylik lechayli matanasa matana, says the Gemara. So we, as he said, the Mishnah said, the Rav Huna said that shchimera gita kmetanasai. And therefore, we learned that by both of them, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, he gets better, he could back off. Says the Gemara, Rabba V'Ravel Yisrael Ehod Rav Huna. And if the Shchimera didn't say Imesi, even though we could be, it seems obvious that he said it because he meant to give his wife a get because of his medical situation. Still, if he did not say the words of Macy, then the get is a get no matter what. Why? So they explain, if somebody's going to see that he gave a get, the person gave a get, did not attach any stipulation to the get. And they're going to say that when is the get considered a valid get? Only after he passed away. People are going to assume that when does the get become valid? After he died. And as we discussed in our previous year, you can't give a get. A get cannot be valid after a person dies. As we explained, a get is only valid when the couple is married. But the moment he dies, they're not married anyway. And because such a get that did not have the emesi attached to it, people will mistake to believe that you could give a get lachamisa. That's why Rav and Rava said, if you didn't say emesi and you gave a get, even though Baruch Hashem, the Shchimara got better, the get is still a get. Ask the Gemara, this is so hard to understand. That means really midiraisa, the get's not a get. Why? Because the get is understood that was only given because he's going to die. He didn't die, so the get's not a good get. And now the Rabbanan will make a get work, Mishum Gzeira, because of this concern that we just learned. A woman who's really considered Alpi Daraisa married, Sharin and Eishes Shla Alma, we're going to say she's not married? Answers the Gemara in. Kav Mekadosh Rabbanan Adat the Rabbanan Mekadosh. The Rabbanan, whenever someone gets married based on what the Rabbanan say. And as we learned earlier, Taisus says on Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, the Remaskal Kol, that's why we say, by every Kedushin, Hare At Mekudeshesli Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And in such a circumstance, where the get is really not a good get, but Chazal say that it is a get, because of Kedin Rabbanan Kedushin Minei. Chazal say that the Kedushin was never a Kedushin in the first place. And since the Rabbanan said there was never a Kedushin, she was never an Eishes Ish. If she was never an Eishes Ish, we don't have to have a valid get. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Tenech the Kodesh B'Kaspa. That's understandable if there was a Kedusha Kesef. Kodesh B'Biya, Ma'ikel Meimer. So the Pash Pshat, the way you learn in the Gemara, is that Kodesh B'Kaspa, whenever you use money, so there's a klal that hefker bezdin hefker. And since there's a rule that hefker bezdin hefker, what bezdin accomplishes is that they say that this money wasn't yours. And as we know, as happens by a wedding, the Masad HaKadushin asked the chassan if this ring is yours. And if the ring isn't his, then the Kadushin is not a valid Kadushin. So when the Kadushin was done with kesef, we could understand what mechanics Chazal use to undo the Kedushin. They say the money wasn't yours and your wife is there, therefore the Kedushin was never a Kedushin. But ask the Gemara, Kaddish Bebiya, Meikel Meimer, what are we going to say if the Kedushin was Bebiya? The Rabbanim can't make believe that the Bebiya didn't happen. And part of the question explained to Rishonim is not only can the Rabbanim not make believe that the Bebiya didn't happen, when it certainly did happen, as the Gemara is going to teach us in a moment, what we're going to also have to say is the Rabbanan will declare the Bia to be a Bia's Nus. And the Gemara finds it difficult that Chazal would use a mechanism that would turn the Bia into Bia's Nus. And because the Gemara finds that difficult to understand, the Gemara asks, how can we use the concept of Afkinu in such circumstances? Answers the Gemara, Amalei, yes. The Rabbanan have the ability to do this as well. And the Rabbanan have the ability to say that Shavi Labi Lasoi Bilaznus, that they're going to say that the Bia that happened between this husband and wife, all these years that they were married, were just a Bilaznus, and therefore they were really never married. If they were ever really married, we have now a mechanism. We have now a mechanism how that she was an Eishes Ish, and then we don't need to rely on the get. So the Pnei Yeshua explains this Gemara, asks an obvious question in understanding this Gemara. The Gemara used the concept of the Kol Mekadosh Adat the Rabbanan the Mekadosh, And therefore, the Rabbanon, since the Kedushin, as we explained, are completely based on what the Rabbanon wanted, so therefore, Hefker bez den Hefker, Bilasi Bilasnos, the Kedushin never happened. Why don't we say they called the Megarish Adat the Rabbanon Megarish, and the Rabbanon have a right to say that the get is a good get, or the Rabbanon could say the get is not a good get. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that a Kedushin that was done, and the Rabbanon say that that Kedushin is not a good Kedushin, as we just explained. The Kedushin was done with the Chassan giving the Kala ring, and the Rabbanon say, well, you don't own that ring. So if you don't own that ring, the Kedushin was never a valid Kedushin. The Rabbanon, however, if a get was given, how are the Rabbanon able to say that a get that's not good, so it's a meaningless piece of paper, should be considered a good piece of paper? If the halacha says that this is not a good get, the Rabbanon don't have the mechanics how to make the get that isn't good into a good get. And that's why they couldn't rely on Kol D'Megarish Adat D'Rabbanon Megarish. Tan Rabbanon. Somebody says the Braisa, Omer Zagitech, if somebody says to his wife, Gagitech Mayoim, and Mesi Michoel Zer. This is you get from today if I die from this illness. So, Nafal Abayis Olav, and the house falls on him. Oikisha Nachish, where he was bitten by a snake, and a get. Because the person meant that the get should be a get if he dies from whatever illness he's suffering from, not from this unusual occurrence. But he said, Imloy Emin Michoel Zer, if I don't get up from this disease, so he didn't tie the get to him dying to that disease, v'nafal abayis v'chisha nachish arayz aget. So the Gemara asks, ma'ishna reisha, ma'ishna seifa. In the seifa we said that it's a valid get, and in the reisha we said that it's not a valid get. Now, the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara, the Rashi learns the Gemara's focus is on the seifa. Why in the seifa is it a valid get? The person meant that he's going to die from this illness. And if he's going to die from this illness, the get will be a get. He did not end up dying from that illness. So why is it a get? Says the Gemara, Shalch Metam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. The answer to this question, so he said, and there was a story in Bavel, that somebody told his wife, Hareza Gitechem Lo Emed, this should be a get if I don't get up from this disease. Vachlari, and he was eaten by a lion. And the question was, is that a valid get or not? Achlari, so he was eaten by a lion. Elanu, since being devoured by a lion is not shchiach, and therefore that wasn't what the husband had in mind, and that's why they get this bottle. So it seems that if that's the case, in the sefer of the Braisa that we just learned, that if somebody said, Imloy Emin Mechayla Zer, V'nafaloy Ba'is O'kichash Nachash, that should not be a good get. Why should not be a good get? Because what happened was so unusual. And if something that happened that unusual, then the get is not a good get. And what was reported in the Braisa that it is a good get, is not considered a valid get. So the halacha from here we see, and we're going to be discussing this in our shiurim, is the question about an oinus, something beyond our control happens, and how does the halacha look at that? There's a very interesting shaila that the Shulchan Aruch already discusses, that sailors, a boat was hired to transport some product from place A to place B. And something unexpected happened, and whoever, the government, whatever, closed up that river, and therefore it was impossible to get to the destination by boat. The only way to get to destination was by going on land in those days with donkeys, which was much more difficult and much more difficult and expensive. And the question is, since the workers had written a contract that under all circumstances, we will get you your product transported, the halacha is, do they have to take it upon themselves or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Achashim Mishpat, Simereish Chav, Rosh Chav Hei, Sif hey, paskins, that they're not obligated to take on that type of an obligation. Because the explanation is, even though he took it upon himself to take on the do it, something that was unexpected is something that you're not held responsible. But then there was a question, and this was often discussed in those days, that if a couple got engaged and then something came up that engagement broke, the other side had to compensate the side, the one that broke the shidduch had to compensate. And then the question is, there, even if something beyond control happened, they still have to compensate. And the Taz in Yerideya, Simon Reish Lamed Vav, has an explanation. He says, what's the difference? He says, when a business deal is entered, people enter business deals into contracts because they want to earn money. If the circumstances are such a circumstance that I can't earn money, I can only lose money into this situation, I certainly never accepted upon myself such an obligation. An obligation that will cause me to lose money is not an obligation that I took upon myself. A shidduch is a very different type of a obligation. And therefore, says the Taz, the breaking of a shidduch and the breaking of a contract are not the same. Says the Mara, who gavra dezov an arav l'chavri? There was somebody who sold the property to someone else. Kibalei kol unz demesial, and he took upon himself anything that would happen, he's responsible. L'siv efkibay nara, at the end, there was a river that went through that field, and therefore the field that he had bought with the intention to use that field to grow crops or whatever, obviously was no longer usable for that purpose. Amalei, Servina said to the seller, Zil Shafile, you have to give him another field. The Kabbal saw Kolonz the Mishalid. You took upon yourself responsibility for anything that might happen. This is something that could have never been expected. Ilgil Milsa Matl Kameh de Rava. This question came to Rava. And as we just learned, if it's something that's totally unexpected, you should not be held responsible. We just learned, if somebody says, if I don't get up from this disease, and then something totally unexpected happened, as we learned. So Rava said to him, why are you asking from the Sefer? Isn't the Reisha a raya to my Psak? Because the Reisha said, ain't a get. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravachma Diftel Ravina, Mishum the Kasha Reisha L'Sefer. Because indeed the Brisa has an internal difficulty, that means we can't ask questions. Amalei in. So he said, yes. What I meant to say was, Kivin the Kasha Reisha Sefer. Since the Reisha and Sefer are so opposite, they are so inconsistent, it's a proof, the lay etmer bay midrasha, that this brisa was never really taught in the yeshiva. The brisa mishabeshtahi is not to be considered an authentic brisa, and zilbasa svara, and she should follow the svara. And the svara is that since this was an oinus, and not only was an oinus, but it was an oinus the lay shchicha, it's an oinus as we learned, which is so uncommon, that locha does not recognize an oinus the lay shchicha. And since the halacha doesn't recognize an oinus de l'shchicha, it's not something that the halacha has to be. It's not something that the halacha has to be concerned with. Says the Gemara, Rapapa Rav Huna Breid, and therefore, if this happened, the halacha is that the get would not be a get, not like what the sefer said. Says the Gemara, Papa Rav Huna Breid, Yeshua Zovin Shum Shmai Gida Darmalka. They bought sesame seeds on one side of the river, Oga Malchul Avruni, and they hired sailors to carry it over. Kabilai kolitz the mishalit, and they accept upon himself anything that might happen. The soif is stuck in Narmalka. At the end, the river, there was a dam there, and therefore they couldn't pass through the river. Amalu agira chamarif ginanelet, hire your donkeys and carry it. The kabilcha to the mishalit, you accept upon yourself whatever might not happen. Also kamei the Rava, the question was brought to Rava. Amalai kuk, Kaki Chivri Mishach Glimmed Inchi. white geese that take off people's clothing. You're saying, you're paskening incorrectly. This is onsud l'shchichu, and therefore they don't have to pay. Says the Gemara, if somebody gives a get to his wife, and the subject that we've been discussing in our shurim, he says, hareza gitech mahayoyim, this get should be a valid get from today, imati, if I pass away. So since, if he passes away, from the moment that he gave the get will be considered a valid get, and therefore that entire period they weren't married. So the halacha is like the siachar el b'fnei edim. They can only remain alone in front of edim. Because if not, we have to be concerned that maybe the husband, this was a couple, and they're not even technically 100% divorced. So therefore the halacha is that they should always have somebody with them that they shouldn't have relations. Moreover, if there were Eidei Yichud, if they're Eidim that saw they were alone, we need to be concerned, Hein Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Hein Eidei Bia, and that they're considered still married. But the Tosfos Yontov says, even though they're not allowed to be alone together, the halacha is that they don't have to have two Eidim to prevent them from being alone together. One person who's there is enough to make that it should not be considered a problem. And that one person could even be an Eved or a Shivcha. However, the Rishonim point out that it could be an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha Kananis, but when we say it could be an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha Kananis, it has to be an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha Kananis who at least had tefillah l'shem mitzvah. They went through the process of becoming a kosher Eved Kanani or Shivcha Kananis. If they did not go through that process, then the halacha would be that if they did not go through that process, then they would not be considered valid. But chutz mishivchasa, except for her private shivcha, they shaliba gaspa b'shivchasa. The halacha is that aliba gaspa shivchasa means that she doesn't feel uncomfortable doing some having bia with her husband. However, the Rashba points out that even though the Shivcha is not considered the proper person to keep them separated, if the Shivcha says that I could tell you that they never had relations, the halacha is that that would be acceptable. And from here, the Paiskim say that in general, we learn from here what is considered a acceptable method to prevent yichud. And from here we see that anything, any circumstance that creates that they will be uncomfortable having bia, as the Gemara just learned, the Eved or Shivcha, but the same would be if they were an open door. Anything that creates that situation that they're not going to have bia, it prevents their being yichudia. So she gave the get, as we learned, making the stipulation that if I pass away, the get will be a get, mehayoyim, and now he's still alive. So the Mishnah wants to know what is her halachic status during that term. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, she's considered an eishesish. And if somebody has relations with her, the halacha is, it's as if he had relations with an eishesish. Rabbi Yosef Omer, she's in a status of megreshes and megreshes. So the question that the Ksav Sofer asks, we know that before a person does an aveira like eishesish, which carries it with a chiv misa, so that makes, you have to have asra. And asra has to be asra's vadai, that what you're doing comes with this punishment. But here, since it's not sure what a status is, why is it not considered hasra sofik? And sif, if it's hasra sofik, there should be no chiv misa. So the Ksav Sofer answers that we have a number of factors mitigating that she should be considered an eishesish. Number one, she has a cheskes eishesish. Number two, the husband has a cheskes chai. So if we combine these two chazakas, That's why it's considered like she's a full-fledged Eishes Ish. And therefore, since it's considered like she has a full-fledged Eishes Ish, there's a Chiyuv Misa if somebody has wood relations with her. Rabbi Yossi says she's Megureshes V'ein Megureshes. She's in the status of Sofik. And since she's in the status of Sofik, the halacha will be that if she had relations during this time, we'll speak about this more in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, they'll be Chayiv V'Nashim Talim. Tara Baran. Rosh in the Shachdimai. They saw a woman that was alone with her husband by Fela, or she's shutting my tax from the girl Samita, she's laying by his bed. We need not be concerned that they had relationship, but we have concern that they had an immoral relation. Very ambiguous statement. And immediately asked the Gemara, my Kamar. Says the Gemara, this is what the Gemara, what the Brisa meant to say. Amar Rav Nachman bar Amar Rav Avuah, Hach Kamar. Rosh Nevelu, if we saw that they had relations under these circumstances, Choshen Mishim Kedushin, we have to be concerned that the man, when he had these relations, had a mind for Kedushin, and therefore, we have to give her a get. And the get that was given previously were not a good get. Again, the Bryce is speaking about a case where the husband gave a get with the stipulation that the get will be a good get if I die from this disease. And says now Rav Nachman, if they had relations during this time, we need to be concerned that he meant to do kedushin with those relations. And therefore, the first get is meaningless. And you have to have a new get. But Nosson Luxofim, if he gave her money after the Bia, so there Choshishin, and many Rishonim make the point that the definition of Choshishin here is not the normal concept of Choshishin. The concept of Choshishin usually means that we have to be concerned, that we have to be Machmer. Here Choshishin means just the opposite. We could say that this act of beard that they had was Mishum Znus. That meaning the Snana Nosan law, he gave it his money for payment for having relations. Then Chosh Mishum Kedushin, and we have no concern that they had Kedushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Aimer, Af Bezu, even if he gave him money, Chosh Mishum Kedushin, we need to be concerned that the purpose of the Kedushin was, the Kedushin of the beer was for the sake of Kedushin, and the basis of Reb Yosef Yehuda's opinion is because, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, Ein Adam Oisa Bilasa Bilaznus, and therefore we can't and shouldn't assume that they did this for immoral reasons. They must have intended to get married. Says the Gemara. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem later in the Masechta that Pei Aleph Amen Aleph. If somebody divorced his wife and then they were alone, Beshami says they don't need to get another get. Basil says they need another get. And the Gemara over there quotes the opinion of Rabbi Baba Chana in the name of Yochanan, that the only time Basil says another get is required is because they saw that they had Bia. But if they didn't see that they had Bia, then everybody would agree that there's no need for a second get. If they had Bia, Beshame's opinion is, Oysa Adam Bilasa Bilaznus, people sometimes have relations, even for moral reasons. And Beshame's opinion is, Ain Adam Oysa Bilaznus. And now the Gemara is going to connect that Machlaikis of Beshame and Beshame to the Gemara we just learned. And an important part to remember is that we always want that the Halacha should come out like Beshame, because we always paskin like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Kaman Ozla, Hodam Rabba Babachan Amar Abyachan Machloikis, the Machloikis of the case that we just described of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only Kshiro Shanivla. And we saw that this former married couple had relations. Avaloi Rosh Shanivla, if we didn't see that they had relations, the Rakal in Tzrich Meneget. Jenny, there's no, everybody would agree, we don't just assume or make up or start to be concerned that they had relations. Kaman, Kedivrei HaKol, because both according to Tanakhama, both Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the concern here is if they had relations. But if they didn't have relations, everybody agrees. And the machlokes is, if they had relations, and then we saw him give her money after the relations, what do we say that money is all about? But if they didn't have relations, there's nothing to be concerned about. Maskel of Abaya says, the Abaya, midik sofim ktani, when we had the machlokes, when we quoted the Braisa, the money wasn't the factor. Why would we say that that is the driving factor? If we saw they had relations, choshim is nus, we think that it was only because of nus, then choshim is shem kedushin. And Rabbi Yossi is machmer, and he says that if we saw that they had relations, we have to be concerned that the intention was kedushin. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to explain the brisa we began with after the Gemara, command azla. So now ask the Gemara, command azla, hoda amar Rabbi Bachana, amar Rabbi Yochanan. Machloikis, the machloikis b'sham ve'sil is only kishiro shenivelo. Avaloi ro shenivelo. If there was no relations, the rakol ain't tzrichim and a get sheni. There wouldn't be a need for another get. So according to Abaya, according to the Tanakama, even if there was no bia, we're not choshish for kedushin. If Rabbi Yochanan says that if there was bia, Beis Hillel says that we are concerned. Ein adam oisa bilasa bilaznus. So it's going to come out. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is following the opinion of Beis Hillel that as soon as there's bia, we say that ein adam oisa bilaznus. Says the Gemara that the Tanakama, who says that even if we saw a bia, we're not choshish for kedushin, is obviously following the opinion of Beis Shammai, which is difficult to accept, that the Tanakhama is going to accept the opinion of Beis Shammai and not the opinion of Beis Hillel. And what we're going to have to say, therefore, is that the Tanakhama is going to hold that Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was wrong. Maskev Rava Imkain, if the Machloikis is that they saw that this couple of our original Braisa had bia, says the Gemara, Tanakhama said that we assumed that the bia was l'shem znus. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that was l'shem kedushin. What does he meant when he says af choshim kedushin? That we're worried that it was znus and we're worried it was kedushin. You can't have it both ways. If it's znus, then they're not married. If it's kedushin, they are married. So af means you can have double concern. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ima af loy rosh nivela. Even if there was no relations, chosh mishim kedushin, we have to be concerned that they had relations and that the purpose of him having relations with her was that they should get married. So says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand, so then command Oslo, Hodam Rabbi Babachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikis, Kishiru shenivela. The Machloikis between Beisham Beis Hillel, if they were together after they got divorced, is, are they remarried, and they would need a new get, is only if we saw that they had relations. Avloi rosh and nivelo, if we didn't see relations, divrakel en tzrichim en a get, then we don't need a get. Kaman, according to the way Rava just explained the machloikas in our braisa, it's not consistent, the loikachad with any of the tanoim from our braisa. Because according to the Tanakama, even if they had relations, the Tanakama is never concerned. The Tanakhama says that we assume that the relations were l'shem znus and not l'shem kedushin. And even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we don't need that they should have bia. Af kishloi rok shenivela, he says we worried that there was a bia and that the bia was l'shem kedushin. And even Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel is only concerned for that if there was bia. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that even if there was no bia. So according to this understanding of Rava of the Machlokes and Abraisa, and the Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there is no way to make these two Machlokes work together. So we learned in the Mishnah, when somebody wrote a get to his wife, and he said, Me'ayoyim emati, the halacha is what the Mishnah asks, how do we evaluate? What is her halachic status? Ma'i ba'os yomim? Rav Yehuda Omer Kreishis Ish L'chot V'ra, Rav Yehuda Omer Gereshis V'enu Gereshis. Tana, says the Gemara, what Rav Yehuda says, Megereshis, V'enu Megereshis, and she's in the status of a Safik. And as when we learned in the Mishnah, that means if she has relations with another man, she's Chayiv Eshem Tali, Ivach Yomis. So if the husband ultimately dies, but if he ultimately doesn't die, so it turns out that she was always an Eshes Ish, and then for the person who had relations, the halach is, have to bring a chattis. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah is referring to a case where, as we learned, the husband said, Areza gitach ma'ayoyin, meisim michayel azeh, and we're learning that the get is not a get right away. According to Yehuda, she's still an Eshes Ish. According to Yehuda, she's a Safek Eshes Ish. Ask the Gemara, so when is the get going to be a get, according to both opinions? When is the get going to be a get? L'chimayis. If he dies from this illness, when he dies, have a gitta. But ask the Gemara, how could that be correct? For Kaimelon, we've been learning in our Shiurim, then get l'chamisa. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Sefer is not where he said Mahayoy Mamati. The case is, he says, Hareza gate chemes mechayel azeh, v'sgashi boy me'eish shani, meis shani ba'olam. That the get should be valid a moment before he dies, not when he gives the get. So says Rabbi Huda, as long as he didn't die, so we rely on the concept of the Breira, Huvra adavar l'mafreya, that she's not divorced, because Baruch Hashem is alive. And therefore, whoever has relations with her is considered halachically as someone who had relations with an Eshes Ish. According to Rabbi Yossi, since from the moment he gave this get, with this stipulation attached to the get, every moment there's a suffix, every moment there's a question, this might be the moment that he's going to die in a moment from now, and therefore now the get became a good get. So every moment that we have this question, she's a suffix Eshes Ish. I, Hover Adavar L'Mafreya, at the end we're going to see that he was still very much still alive, but we don't rely on Breira. So the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara now, is that we look at this Machloikis in our Mishnah as the question, do we say Breira or don't we say Breira? Rabbi Yehuda says Breira and Rabbi Yossi does not rely on Breira.